Welcome, everybody, to PlayStation 5, a central podcast. We give you all the news, the reviews, and the...
Boink, boink, rumors. Boink, anger rumors.
Boink, boink. Oh, no. Oh, it just keeps getting added onto. The reviews, rumors on the PS5 and its upcoming games. I'm joined, as you could hear, he's back from the US of A, Jordan or Jordan?
Jordan.
Jordan, how are you?
I always tell you, your name is in my name. We've been friends for almost 15 years and you're still trolling me.
Has it been that long? How have you put up with me?
Yeah, it's going to be getting close to it. 2009, I think.
And how have you put, what's the secret to putting up with me?
Take you not seriously. and accept you're going to need to take a second to interpret your messages sometimes, because goodness gracious.
Oh, they've gotten better over the years, don't you think? Not too bad these days.
I can tell you what, they're in a poorly state now, but they have gotten better.
Now, tell us about the US of A. How did you go over there? This is your second time over.
No, this is actually my fourth time over.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, this is actually my fourth time over. But this time was the most special of all, because it was for my honeymoon. So, yeah, it was incredible. We had such a good time. I won't even say that it felt like it went quick, because it definitely didn't. We were there for just like 21 days, 3 weeks, and it definitely felt like it. Like, we were there for quite a while. But we had fun everywhere we went. We had like a culture shock. I don't know if that's the right word, but every time we moved locations, so we were in five different spots, and every time we'd get to the next place, that first day we'd be like, oh, I don't know if we like it as much as the last place we're at. Oh, I don't know about this. Don't know if this is as good. But we sort of just took like that time to like warm up and get used to where we were, and then we were golden again.
Where'd you go again, the five places?
We started in Los Angeles / Hollywood, and then we went to Vegas. Then we went to New York. Then we went back across to the West Coast and went to San Francisco. And then we finished at Disneyland in Anaheim.
Nice.
So quite a few kilometers we flew.
You finished on a big high there, didn't you?
Oh, a massive high, yeah. I said to my now wife, when we were booking the trip, I said to her, we need to finish at Disneyland. Otherwise, because Disneyland was going to be my favorite place, no matter what happened, really. And it was coming away from it. It was my favorite thing we did. And I said to her, we need to do that last, because if we go anywhere else after it, we'll just be like, oh, man, it's good. Not as good as Disneyland, though.
Had it changed since you last went?
Yeah, a few things had changed. Last time I went was 2017. There was quite a few things down that were being refurbed or just sort of fixed up and everything. So my favorite ride, in fact, Splash Mountain, was getting refurbed. And so that's getting completely remodeled, and it's not supposed to be open until like late next year.
That's maybe. Not the Indiana Jones one, is it?
No. That one's still there. That one's still there, and that one's
with
still
the ball.
Kicking.
Yeah.
With the boulder. Yeah, with the boulder and stuff. Yeah, no, that one's still there. Splash Mountain's the one based on...
you go down the mountain and there's water. Yeah, I've been on that. That's a great ride.
Based on Song of the South, which is obviously Disney have basically abolished that from any... They don't want to acknowledge that movie really exists, and I totally get why.
So they're going to rebrand the ride, maybe.
So it's it's being rebranded to Tiana's Bayou Adventure, which is Tiana is the princess from Princess and the Frog.
Yeah,
and so that whole area is already got like a New Orleans theme anyway, and so it ties in nicely. Considering I haven't seen Princess and the Frog, but I'm pretty sure it's like
what was the scariest ride?
The scariest.
It's such a kid word. Scariest.
Yeah, I know.
Is it scariest ride?
Is it scary or I'm so scared? I don't know. I'm a thrill seeker, so I go on everything pretty much. Not
Do you go on the one that roller coaster off the water there that goes upside down?
And yeah, that was I went on that one. So Brianna, my wife, didn't want to go on that one. That one was a bit too much for her. So I had to go on that one on my own. But it was good, because you could get in the single rider line and you were on there really quick. Yeah, so I managed to go on that one about three times. That one's like, because I've been on it before, it doesn't scare me too much. The one that used to scare me a lot, which has been rebranded now, it used to be the Hollywood Hotel Tower of Terror in
California
Adventure. So it's been rebranded to the Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout.
And it's the same ride, right?
The same ride, essentially, yeah. But the theme of it now is The Collector has like Gamora, Drax, Star-Lord, and Groot like locked up in a cell, and Rocket is going to use the elevator that you sit in to get them out. Like, he's going to sit on top of your elevator and get him out. So it was, and it was really like the cast were really like, welcome to the hotel, you'll never leave here, all that sort of stuff. Whereas this one had a lot more, it was a lot more fun, because as the ride like takes you back to get ready to go up or drop, a silhouette of Rocket comes on the wall in front of you. Yeah. And then he like plugs in Peter's Walkman and songs from Guardians start playing. And every time you ride it, depending where you go, you get a different song. And it's just so much. Yeah. So it's like so much more fun. Yeah. So that's probably like the scariest, because it has so many unexpected drops and like shoots you up. But it was also my favorite. I tell you what, though, the best ride that they have there now is Star Wars Rise of the Resistance.
Now, is that the fast speed roller coaster in sort of inside, or am I thinking of something else?
It's inside, but it's not a roller coaster. So the new thing at Disneyland at the moment is trackless rides. So they're rides that have no tracks whatsoever, and you sit in cars or whatever. And I don't exactly know how the technology works, but they basically just like roll, and they must be programmed specifically to roll in a specific pattern. Again, I don't really know how it works, but like, and it was a long line. Like, this ride has up to 2 hour wait times, and we managed to get onto like a 45 minute wait time. And then the ride broke down when we were near the front, and we were like, we'll just wait. Yeah. We waited like over an hour the first time, but 100% worth it. 100% worth it. It was the best. Like, Brianna, my wife, doesn't like Star Wars at all. As we're walking around, she's going like, she's like, I don't even like Star Wars, but this is awesome. Like, Disney does the best storytelling with their rides, whether it's the theming of the line area, whether it's the context of what's actually happening with your ride. They do it. No one does it better.
Did you go on the Cars ride?
Oh, yeah. We went on that 3 times.
It's pretty fun.
So, oh, the Cars ride's so good. Again,
it's just too quick.
It's like you're driving in. It's like you're a part of the movie. It's and no one does it better.
Oh, that's good. And how was the trip otherwise besides that?
Everywhere else we went was amazing. Yeah,
San Fran
was really good. We ended up we weren't planning on doing any driving, but while we were there, we saw these little yellow, essentially tricycles, like motorized trikes. And they're really low to the ground, and they fit 2 people, and they're like a touristy thing where they drive you around or whatever. And we saw those, and we're like, that could be a bit of fun. I know it's driving on the other side of the road and everything, but you're not going fast. We're not going on freeways or anything, so we could give it a go. We ended up doing it, and it's got like an iPad in the vehicle with you that directs you where to go, and it's all timed. So when you get to specific points, it'll read out, this here is the Golden Gate Bridge. The Golden Gate Bridge was built here, then this is what it's for. And so it's like a guided tour as you're driving through. So that was a lot of fun. Vegas was good just because it's Vegas, seeing all the casinos. So stinky hot there, though. So
ridiculous. Oh, was it hot? Yeah.
Oh, man. Because it's the US summer as well.
Mm.
It is. Yeah. Vegas was the driest heat I've ever experienced in my life. And it was like 40 plus every day.
And did you go gambling, or did you try and stay away? It's pretty hard
Did a little bit. We did a little bit, mainly just on like the pokey machines, but even then not a whole lot, because like the table play was so expensive. At Crown here in Melbourne, you can find like $2.50, $5 roulette tables and that sort of stuff. The minimum that I saw was like $15.
US.
I'm like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, 15 US too, which works out to be like almost 22 Aussie. That's a lot for a minimum bet. I'm like, I don't know.
No, that's good, man.
Yeah.
Had
the absolute best time. Oh, amazing memories. And did have some time to play games as well on my Switch, which was good fun, on the planes, on the all-hour flights we had to take.
What did you play?
So I've mainly played Mario Golf and AEW Fight Forever. Ooh. So Mario Golf was fun. That was just like, I'm just going to play through every course. And now that I've played through every course, I'm like, I don't know whether I need to play any more of this. And Fight Forever, I really liked,
but it
definitely suffers on the Switch.
Not great.
I'm really interested in playing it some more, but I don't want to play it anymore on the Switch. I would love to get it on PS5. So I think I'll look to do that now that I'm back. Maybe when I'm done with Diablo, because I've been playing Diablo since I'm back too.
You have?
Yeah, I have been. So I managed to get in like 8 hours on the weekend.
And how'd you find that?
I'm starting to get hooked. So I feel like I've got an idea of what my build is and what I want to, what attacks I'm prioritizing. So yeah, starting to get its hooks into me.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if I ever see you on, I'll join you.
Yeah, jump in with me.
It's good. Good co-op. You don't really even need to talk.
Yeah. Basically. It's pretty straightforward, just sort of, isn't it? Just dungeon crawling.
Yeah.
And excellent podcast game.
I was going to say I'd listen to podcasts and just,
yeah.
It's good, good stuff.
I'm a bit behind on podcasts anyway, so it's excellent for that.
So we'll go through a bit of the news and then we will go into our topic, which everyone can see by the title of this episode, which is our most anticipated games of the second half of the year.
Yeah.
Which we've done this before earlier, but now seeing as we're halfway through the year, we're going to just narrow that down to a couple of games that we're excited for coming out.
Yeah, good time last to check months. In.
Good time to check in, see how we're going. But before we do that, a couple of news stories we will get to right now. Jordan, what's the first one?
The first one I wanted to talk about, and this will probably lead to a bit of a greater discussion, but the PlayStation Plus Essential games have been announced. And one of them, I wouldn't say it infuriates me, but it definitely irritates me. And that is, we'll talk about the first game and we'll talk about what the first game is that annoyed me before we go any further. So it's been announced that Dreams, Media Molecule's passion project, it should be called, is coming to PlayStation Plus Essential in August. So these are your three free games that we get every month. Now, the reason it annoys me so much is, why has this not happened years ago? This should have been, honestly, it should have been within the first 12 months of this game coming out, this should have been a free game. And I don't really feel like that's debatable. If you look at what the audience numbers were for this game, they were promising at the start, but once everyone saw what it was,
they were dismal.
It was, and it was probably still a little bit disappointing at the start anyway, but there was still a community there. And you would have thought the community could have used like a bit of a burst of numbers from a free download like this. Look at Rocket League. Look at what Rocket League shot into stardom because of its the method that it was distributed with, it being free on PlayStation Plus. That could have been Dreams. Maybe not to the same extent as Rocket League, but there could have been at least some more sustained success.
The servers are still up.
Nothing. Yeah, so it's just not being supported now, I think, is the case. It's not being supported anymore, but it's still available. All the online stuff is still there, but it's not being supported anymore, which is, it's disappointing for Media Molecule because this is a thing that they worked on for so long. It was meant to be a launch title and it wasn't. And yeah, just thinking about what could have been if it was just brought to being a free thing where people didn't really have to commit monetarily to it. I don't know what your thoughts are.
Well, also, they didn't put it on PS5, which was another glaringly stupid thing, I thought. Maybe it was going to cost them too much versus what they were going to get out of it. But, yeah, it's been 3 years since it came out at this point, maybe longer. Never put it on PS5. This is still a PS4 game that if you want to play it, now you can. What's the point, really, at this?
What is the point?
The Platinum's no fun either. So that any trophy hunters.
That's definitely taken the point away then.
I Platinumed it. I'm a crazy motherfucker. No, I don't know why. But it was a good game when it came out. I remember giving it like a 9 out of 10 at the time. But looking back, I don't think I'd give it that score now just because I gave it that score with the promise of what it could become, but it never became and that is down to, probably the community as well. We saw some great little Twitter clips of different things. I remember a Tomb Raider game that looked quite nice and, they'd recreate Ghost of Tsushima, but they'd only recreate like a minute's worth and it's the exact same as Ghost of Tsushima. Anyway, you might as well just play that game.
Yeah.
There was never anything original coming out. It was all just copycats.
Yeah.
So, and we've talked about, they could have made a store where you make your game in Dreams, and you can and just it all was too much in the end. It was all just maybe it's ahead of its time in many ways, but
potentially. User generated content games have a limited audience anyway, because I can't speak for you, but I'm not interested in making stuff. I'm more interested in consuming it, but in terms of actually creating stuff like that, not interested.
I used to be.
Yeah, you used to be big into it.
I did Little Big Planet stuff, and you know,
can't games forget like your amazing Sims emblems and- in Black Ops. Can't forget those.
What was that? I don't even remember. They were probably rude.
They were phallic and rude. Yes.
I remember like an elephant's ass was one of them.
Yeah, and that was like the best of them. It only gets worse.
Yeah, they're probably disguised dicks and shit like that.
Yeah.
Look, I used to, but these days, I just end up playing with the best of what's out there. And I did the same for Dreams. I put a couple of videos out, but it was just, again, it was never quite reached its potential. But there is a couple of good games. You got PGA Tour 2K23, which is part of it. That's a nice little game. I was the first in the world to platinum that. Okay, Jordan. Hey, so give me my props. No, it wasn't a bad game. I think it missing a few features, but For 2K, they took over Golf Club. So it's basically the Golf Club game, but with the branding.
Is that better? Is what's better, the EA or the 2K ones?
I haven't played the EA one. It came out this year. I haven't played it. I do have to play that. It's on my backlog. But
yeah,
they're very similar these days. And then you got Death's Door, which is...
I've played Death's Door.
A very nice little game.
Yeah, Death's Door is pretty good. It's a bit of a, I don't know if roguelike's the right word, but it's
probably the pick of the three out of these three.
I'd say it's probably the pick of three. It's pretty fun. It can be quite brutal. You play as this crow and you sort of, there's some, I think I played it towards the beginning of the year.
I remember you just didn't get into it.
Something's happened and like the other crows have all gone missing. And it's to do with all these doors and to do with death and that sort of thing. Definitely a fun game. I actually intended on platinuming it, but this was sort of one of the games that tipped me over the edge and said, I need to move away from worrying about platinums because it's consuming too much time when I could be playing a wider variety of things.
Yeah, because I don't know if you said it on this podcast, but essentially you want to be able to play more games and get less trophies, basically, unless you love the game.
Yeah. So normally a game like Star Wars, Jedi Survivor, I'd look to platinum. I've decided I'm not going to worry about it anymore. I feel like I've done what I needed to do on there and I don't really have the time for it. I actually intended on platinuming Dead Space at the beginning of the year and I did a playthrough at my first playthrough was getting all the collectibles. I actually don't think I have time to go back and do that either. So instead of trying to make time for things like that, I've decided that can't do it anymore. If it's something that I really desperately love and desperately want, I'll do it, but I'm not doing it for everything anymore. So one thing I am wanting to do, we can maybe talk about it when it comes to games we're excited for. I think I'm going to try and do Miles Morales again because I want to play that before Spider-Man.
Yeah, I platinumed it the other day. Funny you say that.
Yeah, on
PS4?
Yeah, I platinumed
it the other day on 5. On 5. I got the platinum finally.
Yeah. Yeah, so I would. That's one I would like to do, but it's not. I know what the path for that is, and it's pretty easy. So
the only annoying part with that was you had to play it again, which was, I just don't understand why they keep doing this. Sony with their games, they keep doing it. Jordan, Horizon Forbidden West. They even added a new game plus trophy.
I don't mind adding it after. Add it after, but don't make it a part
of the platinum.
They didn't. Yeah. They didn't do it for the base game of Spider-Man 1, but they did it for Miles, which is confusing. We could probably leapfrog off this and talk about another news story, and that is that Insomniac apparently have another, if you believe it, another unannounced project in the works at the moment.
I know what it is, I reckon.
What do you reckon?
Ratchet and Clank.
So I have two ideas of what it could be.
Yep.
The first one, because it's potentially meant to be a multiplayer game, because there was a while ago that they were looking for people in the multiplayer space, If it's
that's true.
If it is a multiplayer game, I reckon it's Ratchet and Clank.
But multi.
I can't see Spider-Man going multiplayer. That's just not the type of experience that I think warrants being multiplayer. And do we really want that multiplayer?
It's not going to, it surely wouldn't be Sunset Overdrive, would it? Either.
No, I wouldn't think so. Wasn't it? Is it, do they even own that? Or is that owned by Microsoft?
They own it. They own it, I believe. And they also own Resistance.
I feel like Resistance, the ship sailed with that one. I don't think
even,
anyone's
even
really.
Even with the Call of Duty stuff?
Maybe. I don't know. That now I haven't thought about that. Yeah. And then do you have to think, is this project one of the live service projects that Sony has in the pipeline? You know, those 10 live service projects in the next few years or whatever? Is it that?
That's what I mean. It could be.
Yeah, it definitely could be.
I don't know how they have time for all these games over there. How many? Is there enough people to go around?
I know.
Oh, man.
You would have said that, yeah. So they have Spider-Man 2 in the works. They've got Wolverine in the pipeline. They'll then have this third unannounced game, which you would assume would come out after Wolverine. If we assume Wolverine is late next year at the earliest, but probably 2025. If it's not a multiplayer game, though, and it's a single-player game.
Well, I think it has to be multi, actually.
It has to be?
Yeah. I think it.
Well, you'd assume it's the Ratchet team that's doing it.
I believe they said they would do, as you said, they said they were doing a multiplayer game. So yeah. Unless things are changed.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm not that fussed about a Spider-Man Cole game. I'm like, that's not something that I'd probably play it solo anyway.
Well, they've got Spider-Man, they've got Wolverine. They could grab another Marvel IP and start to work with another one.
You know what I think it's going to be? I tell you what I reckon the next one's going to be. I really, really think so. I really think if they do another Marvel property, they won't stray too far, and I reckon it will be Venom. And it'll be that. So the talk is that Eddie Brock isn't in this game at all, which I don't understand why that's so shocking, considering what's happened in Spider-Man so far in terms of where the symbiote currently is and who it's currently with. I could see a bit of a prediction I have is there's a comic storyline from I think it's the early 90s, and it's when they recognized how popular Venom was and they turned him into more of an anti-hero and not just Spider-Man's villain. And they, like, Eddie Brock actually goes to San Francisco and he becomes a lethal protector. And there's a 8-issue comic series based on that. I could see something like that happening where, somehow something, whatever the events are of Spider-Man 2, where it doesn't have to be San Francisco, it could be somewhere else. But yeah, Eddie Brock, the game being Eddie Brock dealing with having the symbiote for the first time, but the symbiote having the knowledge of Peter Parker and Miles as well. Mm. I could see that being a Marvel property. If they were going to go Marvel again, what do you reckon they'd do?
Well, so there's already an Iron Man game in the works.
Yeah. You know there's already a Black Panther game.
Already a Black
there's
Panther.
Already Captain America and Black Panther game in the works.
Mm-hmm. So what are we left with? We're left with maybe the Hulk. We're left with Doctor Strange. Hitters. Remember Doctor Strange was sort of rumored?
Yeah.
Thor?
Thor.
What about Daredevil? Daredevil. I was going to say Daredevil was sort of teased as well. Troy Baker was a big advocate for that game. I know that. So you got a few options there. I don't think they'd ever go. I don't think they go Fantastic Four or anything like that. X-Men.
I honestly think after Avengers and Gotham Knights, we won't be seeing any sort of multiplayer superhero game for a while.
Yeah. Man, Suicide Squad, I haven't heard anything about that. Oh, Jesus. That's a worry. Yeah. That is a bit of a worry.
It is such a worry.
Yeah, I want to be optimistic, but.
Surely they'll put it out because it doesn't matter. It's Suicide Squad and it's Justice League in the name. It'll sell. But the quality will just not be there.
I feel like what they're doing, this is just me speculating, but
yeah,
I reckon they had seasons lined up and they're bringing in the first season or two just straight into the game as just a bit more content,
bit more, and maybe they're reworking a few of the bosses. It can't just be all polish. I don't believe it's just all polish. But
no,
who knows? Who knows?
Especially after it can't be all polish after the game got blasted after their last show.
That's what I mean. You can't. You're going to delay it a year for polish after you were so concrete on this release date. Straight after you've been bashed. So. Yeah, no, look, we look forward to more Insomniac games. Hopefully there's another showcase for PlayStation now that this Call of Duty shit's handled, and maybe they do throw another showcase out this year. Yeah. Who knows?
Now, they have done one in, I know PSX used to be, was that like late November, early December, but the Game Awards are there too. Can we see anything happening by the end of the year? September sounds all right.
I like the idea of PSX, how they had their own thing every year. But they never did it for some reason.
Never went back to it.
Don't know why. Maybe they didn't get the numbers or...
And that was pre-COVID. You can't even say, oh, COVID killed it, because that was like, I think 2017 might have been the last one. Or 2018.
It didn't run for a couple of years and that was it?
Mate, I reckon three tops.
Jeez, that must have been a big failure then.
And I can't imagine why.
Yeah, it seems strange. Because it's going to be a loss no matter what, really. It's a marketing thing. Like you're putting that effort in to market all your stuff, so you get a return on it through the sales. But yeah, maybe they didn't see it. Did you see this story, Jordan, about Ubisoft? You know, you remember the game Immortals Fenyx Rising?
Yeah, about them canceling a sequel.
Yeah.
Yeah, to focus on like the heavy hitters like Assassin's Creed and everything.
Focus on the 15 Assassin's Creed games.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's,
I'm sure you guys talked about it. We also see that. What's the next RPG one? Is it the Samurai
Assassin's
one?
Creed? Yeah. The Samurai type one. Yeah.
Yeah. So apparently that's meant to be the last RPG Assassin's Creed. I think I remember reading that correctly.
There you go. That'd probably be smart. Vike's working in the trenches on a redemption of Ubisoft episode. He can't get enough of Ubisoft, that guy. He loves it. The ins and outs of it all.
You've never met a bloke who hates a company more, but going down his way to play their games.
Do we have any other stories, Jordan?
Not really. We're sort of in a bit of a dead spot now, I think, I don't know if dead's the right word, but it's just just a bit quiet.
Everyone
it's
listening,
sort of like the calm before the storm.
Everyone listening, can you send us a message on what you're playing at the moment? How are you keeping busy? Yeah. Are you on holidays? I'm really curious, actually, what you guys are up to.
One thing, there is one thing that everyone should be watching this week, and that is Twisted Metal. So the episode, I'm watching this tonight. It comes out in an hour and 40 minutes.
Oh, from recording. Yeah, I might watch it then too. Yeah.
Yeah, it actually comes out. I'll watch it after the Matildas, I reckon. In the Women's World Cup. But yeah, it's been getting pretty decent reviews because it seems like it's lent into the fact that it's ridiculous.
That's what they had to do.
Apparently it's a bit goofy. And, you know, I think that's what we want. We don't want a Last of Us style, like Sweet Tooth, you know, being all sad and stuff. It seems like it might be all right. So I'm actually looking forward to it. I'm gonna tune in tonight. It's gonna be a bit of destination viewing for me Thursday night.
We'll do a little review next week.
Yeah, sounds
good.
Here we go.
It's only the first episode, right?
Let me check. It was on as I opened Stan. It was like right on the thing, like new series premieres tonight.
Yeah, it must be the first episode, but we'll do a review next week.
Yeah.
All right. So upcoming games that we're excited for. Geez, it's been a good year so far, though, for me. I know you've had you haven't agreed with that sentiment this year.
Well, just game. I know it's been good for other people, just not good for me. I really am convinced that I want to do Final Fantasy 16. So I would love to try and get through Diablo as quick as I can because I'm not really interested in doing any of the end game stuff or coming back for seasons or anything like that with Diablo. So I'd love to get through that and then do Final Fantasy 16 before Spider-Man.
Look, the first one that comes to mind is Alan Wake 2. I've banged on about it. It's been a really great year for survival horror.
Yeah.
And this seems to be the top off for the year, the final piece of the puzzle. And if it can deliver, geez, we've had one hell of a year for that category. Yeah. So I really hope it can. It all, everything's pointing towards it being great. So I don't know what your hype level is for that game, but mine's probably right up there.
I'm interested. If it got to the point where...
You're not sold on buying it yet, though? You're not a...
No. For me right now, it's not a sold on buying it. If it got to the point where it is in the consensus for being in the game of the year consideration, I would probably have to jump on it just to see what it's about. But I have games ahead of it that I'm a bit more excited for at this stage. Okay,
what are they? Come on, let's give me a few names.
So I do have an interest in Immortals of Avium. I know that there was a preview not long ago, and it was worrying.
That must be coming out very soon. Sorry to cut you off.
It's coming out the 22nd of August, that one.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah, so I do have an interest in it. I'm not convinced. I know it's not going to be Game of the Year quality, but I do want to see what it's about because it does look quite pretty. I'm interested in the story. The combat looks fun and fast-paced. So even if it's just a bit of a fun, fast-paced romp through a fantasy world, that could be good. We do have Armored Core 6. Now, preview footage.
Have you seen the previews? Have you seen some of the gameplay? It was interesting to me. It was.
Yeah, so I didn't see the gameplay. I just listened to some podcasts and read some stuff. So I'm interested to check out the gameplay. I'm not sold. That's just for me personally. I'm sure people will like it, but some of the things they were talking about in the preview footage about, like, you know, you trying out different things and you need to use different builds to do different things. I'm like, I don't know if I really want to do that.
I feel the same. Yeah, I do feel the same. It felt, from what I saw from the gameplay they showed the other night, I love the music. I think the music's incredible. And I love the atmosphere and everything. But something about the level design to me, I don't know the word, but it kind of annoys me. I already feel annoyed. Okay. Yeah. I don't know what. It's just, yeah. It's not selling me. So the whole mech thing, that's fine to me. I don't really know about the story either. Like, this is the sixth game in the series. And I've got to catch up on the story and the lore and, you know, it's not like Final Fantasy where you can just come in because it's a fresh experience. I believe this is continuation. I've heard very mixed reporting.
Just looking at this, I'm like, oh, I don't know if this is it, Chief.
It is a bit like that, isn't it? Can you see what I mean by the level design? Am I making sense? It kind of feels like you're locking on to enemies and there's nothing really around. It's just sort of...
It reminds me of like the Iron Man 2008 game on PS3. And that is like a harsh, it's not a harsh or fair criticism. Sorry, it's harsh criticism and it's not really fair. But that's sort of just what it looks like because you're just sort of flying around, locking onto things, firing, doing some dashing. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, that this is what it is. It's similar to the other games. Like, this is the series and, you know, sometimes gameplay doesn't resonate with certain people. And yeah. I know people are like really excited for it. But for me, it just felt a bit off. So
yeah.
Now, Immortals of Avium, August 22nd.
Yeah.
I've decided that on August 22nd, I'm going to be playing a game called Fort Solus.
Oh, what's that?
Sci-fi horror featuring Roger Clark, who plays Arthur Morgan, Red Dead Redemption, the main character, Red Dead Redemption 2, and Troy Baker.
Oh,
sci-fi
I know.
Sci-fi horror.
Yeah, this is one of those indie games that was shown at... What was it? Summer Games Fest. It was during that showcase where there was about five different survival horror games in space.
Exactly. That's it. Yeah, it was one of the five.
As soon as I saw the key art for this, I was like, I remember this. Yeah, that looks interesting.
To me, if those two signed on, there has to be an interesting story. So the story part is intriguing at this stage.
Yeah.
And the world. Yeah. And so, yeah, I'm going to – it's, and I don't think it'll be long. It's an indie dev. It'll probably be 2 to 4 hours, I reckon. But these days, we encourage games that of that length. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I've decided, that's the one I'm going to be playing. And then A few weeks later, Starfield is another game I'm excited for. Now, of course, Starfield. It's not on PS5, it's so Starfield. We won't touch on it too much, but I've still got great expectations for that game. I'm a big fan of Bethesda Game Studios and what they've done in the past. I don't think they've made a bad game, personally, if you don't count Fallout 76. You know, they got a pretty good track record, so yeah. Especially when Todd's, you know, really involved. So yeah. I'm excited for that one.
Yeah. Hey, jumping ahead almost a full month.
Yep.
September 19 is a stacked day. We got Lies of P and Mortal Kombat 1. Now, one thing we should talk about is that DLC pack for Mortal Kombat 1 that was announced.
Oh, that was sick. That was incredible. So yeah,
I'll get all the names up for that DLC pack. But just off the top of my head, the characters
Homelander, man. Oh, in
Homelander Mortal Kombat, that's my main. Come on.
No questions asked.
He's impressive. Yeah. You have to hope that he's going to be a good character. You would think he would be.
Yeah.
You'd hope so.
Who was the other two?
So the then another like massive one was Omni-Man from.
That was a bit random.
Invincible. Sorry, but I don't know why I blanked then. Yeah, Omni-Man from Invincible, that's super sick. I'm so excited about it. And J.K. Simmons is voicing him. I can only assume that Anthony Starr is going to be voicing Homelander as well from The Boys.
Yeah.
We've got Peacemaker from DC, from Suicide Squad.
That's right. That one got me excited too. John Cena.
I mean,
that is so cool. Yeah.
I mean, but in terms of three guest characters, they're going to have to go above and beyond for the next pack because I don't know if it gets much better than that.
How smart are they, though?
Man, oh, they're so smart. Ed Boon just gets it.
He does.
He just gets it. Even if you look at the characters we've had in the past.
Alien, and Predator.
Yeah, like the Alien, Predator. In terms of comics, like the Ninja Turtles were in one of the Mortal Kombats. We've had Spawn. Like, it's so clever. So
Terminator. Clever. That was a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. The other, like, the three Mortal Kombat characters that will be there are Ermac, however you say it, Quan Chi, and Takeda Takahashi from older Mortal Kombat games.
So is this DLC like a few weeks later from when the game
Combat
releases?
Pack 1. I don't think there is a date. Now, there's apparently been a leak for what DLC pack 2 is. Oh, there's also like cameo characters. You know, they're like the new cameo that are there. So they are going to be Ferah, Johnny Cage, Chameleon, Marvado, and Tremor. So Tremor was like one of the colored ninjas. And then Johnny Cage is obviously Johnny Cage. And then I don't know anything else about Ferah, Chameleon, and Marvado.
Here's the leak.
Yeah, Jordan. Combat 2. Deathstroke. Yeah, I've got that. Yeah.
Doomslayer, Harley Quinn, Kano, Noob, Serena.
Oh, my God. Doomslayer's Doom Guy.
Oh, that is sick, man. That is. Wow.
That would be nice. That would be really cool if he's in there.
And Deathstroke.
Yeah. And then they've got cameo characters, Bo Raicho, Draman, Asu Hao, Moloch, and Rain. So Rain was actually my main from MK9. It'd be cool if he came back.
I didn't put two and two together then. Doomslayer. I was thinking Marvel or something for some reason.
Yeah, well, I would have thought Doom Guy. I would have thought they would have called him Doom Guy.
Damn, that is sick. This game is just... That's just the DLC.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm awesome. I can't wait for that game. Yeah, I'm playing that over Liza P. Sorry, I'm done with the Bloodborne sort of style for now, the Dark Souls. I need a break.
Yeah. You know, I'll be honest. As much as I'm excited for Liza P, I would play Mortal Kombat over it.
I need a break. I don't want to be. I just need a break this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, that game is. And I know a lot of our listeners are very excited for Mortal Kombat 1. I think it's going to be a real hit. Payday 3 comes out a few days later. I'll keep an eye on that. Haven't seen too much. I know you played Payday 2.
Yeah, I played Payday 2 a bit. Oh, no, Payday 1 I played. I didn't play Payday 2.
Oh, okay. It's one of those Payday games 1 that has.
I thought was. Just fine.
It has potential, don't you think?
Yeah, it does. I'm just like, why is this so hard? Like, does it have to be this hard? especially when it's just like guns and stuff like that. I'm like, surely there can be a better way for this. I don't know. Not for me. Not for me.
I feel like it's got a lot of potential, but yeah. I'm interested in the Metal Gear collection. Definitely.
Oh, where was that? I must have missed that.
Is October 24th. October 24th. Yeah, I'm jumping ahead, but October 24th, the Metal Gear Solid Master Collection. I kind of want to platinum all three, but Vikes put me off.
I would love to just play them because I've never played a Mortal Kombat. And there's already been leaks and stuff about the second collection, a volume 2, which was supposed to have 4 Peacemaker and one other one. I don't know what the other one is.
Oh, hold on. As in volume 2?
Yeah, volume 2.
Oh, wow.
There's a leak for, yeah, volume that would have Guns of the Patriots, Peacemaker, and then one other, but I don't remember what the other
that's
one is.
That's kind of sick.
Maybe 5?
That's
maybe
actually kind of sick. Yeah. That's because I want to play 4 again on PS5, so that's cool. Mm.
Yeah. And I've never played any of them. And after becoming a bit of a Kojima fan with Death Stranding, I'd love to give it another go. Earlier in October as well, we've got Assassin's Creed Mirage, which is the sort of return to form, back to basics Assassin's Creed game. That could be all right. Assassin's Creed saw a lot of success with that formula back in the day. And if they're really going back to basics, but bringing some of the better things from the newer Assassin's Creed games and putting them in that, they're going to be all right.
Yeah, I'm trying to be optimistic about it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, how did we miss October 20, Spider-Man 2?
Well, that's a big standout. Everyone and their dog's going to play that.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone that isn't playing that, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to sell millions. I think it'll break records, basically.
Yeah, I reckon it could sequel sell, and it's a big old sequel.
I think that'll break every record under Sony's. Like, it'll be the fastest selling PlayStation game of all time.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm willing to predict. Are you the same?
Yeah, 100% I'm the same. It's going to be gangbusters.
Yeah, it'll be even God of War. It'll be
easily beat God of War, I reckon. It's Spider-Man's so marketable.
Speaking of God of War, I actually spoke to a few of the actors this week. Do you remember when we did the cameo for Mimir?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got him on the show.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Done.
Alistair Duncan. Bollocks, brother.
You're on fire, brother. Don't worry. It'll burn out.
Sindri.
Oh.
Brock. Angraboda.
Ratatoska. Wow, Angraboda, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And Ratatoska.
Man.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. What a lineup.
Yeah, great. And, you know, we could have got Sonny too, but the strike is unfortunately is a thing. But I can't believe Sonny's only 17 years old. I mean, he started when he was like 8.
Sonny Soljic?
Yeah, Sonny Soljic.
Yeah.
Even Leia, who plays Angraboda, she was 14 when she booked the role in Ragnarok. Isn't that crazy? And doing homeschool, and then going and shooting Ragnarok. Can you imagine that at 14? Unbelievable.
More talent in her pinky than we've got in our whole bodies.
Oh, she's already smarter than us. Just speaking to she's only 19 now and 18. Crazy. What other games, Sean? Any others? Avatar? What about that?
Oh, yeah. Where is it? Avatar December? Yeah, December 7th.
December 7th, yeah. Week before my
Excited for it. I'm really, really excited for it. Yeah, I'm stoked for it. I can't wait. I absolutely can't wait. Avatar is one of my favorite IP.
Did you love the movie this year?
Or
last year?
Yeah, I haven't watched it again yet, I know it's on Disney Plus. I'm very excited too, though. Super excited. I really love Avatar. I think it gets way too much hate because
Have you seen Oppenheimer or Barbie yet?
I've seen Barbie. I haven't seen Oppenheimer yet.
What do you think of Barbie?
I thought Barbie was fantastic.
I haven't seen it.
I can't remember the last time I've laughed that hard at a movie.
Wow, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's your rating? Liked it.
4 out of 5.
Wow, 8 out of 10. Nice.
Yeah, 8 out of 10. Yeah. If we're going out of 10, I could be convinced to go to like 8.5, but I think I'll stay at 8. It's not what I expected. I expected it to be like just some rom-com with Barbie and Ken and whatever.
Mm.
And it's so much more than that. And it's so funny. Greta Gerwig just gets it.
John Cena makes a cameo, doesn't he?
He does. I audibly, I laughed out loud because I forgot that I knew going in that he was going to be in it. And then I forgot. And then I saw him and I was like, ah, there he is.
What about Oppenheimer? Does that interest you, or are you going to give that a pass?
I definitely want to see Oppenheimer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, wife wanted to see Barbie first. So we managed to go on it. We went on Monday night.
Nice. Yeah. I saw Oppenheimer, obviously, but I'm a Nolan fanboy, so I just give all these films a 10. So go and see if
I'm a bit of a Nolan fanboy as well. Just everything with him on it. Having said that, I haven't seen Dunkirk. Is that the last thing he did?
Did you like Tenet?
I did see Tenet. I liked Tenet. Oh yeah, I wouldn't say I loved it.
Yeah,
I liked it. I was like, I don't think a lot of Tenet makes sense.
But you love Batman's. You love Batman, Inception, Interstellar.
Is in my top three of favorite movies of all time. I love that movie so much.
And what else is up there while we're here?
In terms of like what my top three favorites are. I wouldn't say they're my favorites. Interstellar is one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Yep.
Return of the King's up there.
Yep.
Saving Private Ryan.
Yep. I got to watch
that again. Hateful Eight's up there.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, I really love The Hateful Eight. Yeah. Nice. I reckon that's really good.
Yeah, yeah. I love it too. But I'm shocked to hear it. Yeah.
Yeah. Someone The Departed.
Departed, yeah. You're naming some good movies here.
Yeah, that's probably, they're probably my, like the other Lord of the Rings are probably, could be in there as well.
Yeah.
I actually think I like The Two Towers more than Return of the King, but Return of the King's the better movie.
Why do you like it more, the actual story?
I think it's a bit more watchable. Like if you were like to me now, like you guys sit down and choose one to watch, what are you going to watch? I'd be like, Two Towers. I think it moves a little bit quicker, but Return of the King is way, like not way better, but it's better. It's like the payoffs at the end.
You get all the payoffs, don't you? Ending. It's hard to beat those payoffs, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ahead of its time.
I'm trying to think, what other movies am I missing?
You know what? You know the hottest take I heard recently from someone I know? They said, I reckon the Hobbit movies are better than Lord of the Rings. I said, you are joking. That is the worst take I've ever heard. Because
do you know
what?
I think I have a hot take, and my hot take is I don't think the Hobbit movies are that bad.
No, that's not. People think they're decent even good, but they're nowhere. You can't say they're better. Original trilogy.
Nowhere is it better than.
To me, that's like saying the Star Wars, the ones in the 2000s like the prequel trilogy.
Don't get me started on those original three though, because I don't reckon.
Reckon they're overrated? So you're gonna?
I wouldn't say they're overrated. I just don't. Oh, maybe I do think they're overrated. I don't know. I think the Star Wars movies in general, I could never watch them again and be perfectly happy. But if we're talking about the TV shows, I eat up The Mandalorian. I'm so excited for the Ahsoka TV show. I haven't watched Andor yet, but Mando and the Book of Boba Fett, I love.
Jordan, stop everything and watch Silo, okay? One of the greatest shows of the last year. Great show.
I refuse to do it until I've finished The Bear season 2 first.
Oh, that's a good show too, yeah.
The Bear is amazing. If you haven't watched The Bear, you need to go and watch it, people listening. It is phenomenal.
Very fast paced. If you've got anxiety, maybe not.
But don't watch episode 7.
You got anxiety, yeah, maybe not. But
really good ending though. Season 1 had such a good ending.
So have you watched season 2? No.
No, not yet.
It's not all out, is it?
Season 2 is, yeah. Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay.
I'm fairly certain it is.
So all right, Jordan. So out of these three. Out of these games coming out this year, can you pick three? If you're only allowed to pick three, what are your final three going to be? Mortal Kombat, I think, is one of ours. Spider-Man. And what's the third? I'm going to go Alan Wake 2.
I'm going to go Avatar.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm really excited for Avatar.
There you go.
Yeah. I know it's going to just be like Far Cry, but on Pandora. But like, doesn't that sound fun? Far Cry on Pandora? That sounds fun.
Mm.
Let's do it. Let's fly around on a Banshee.
I think it sounds fun. I just it might just be a little late to the party.
Yeah. But towards the end of the year for me, winding down, I have heaps of time to play it.
Yeah, you're going to love that time. Can already
I'm
see
looking
it.
Forward to playing Miles again, purely because like that was a launch game. That was like,
it's been so
like
long.
When we had our PS5s and we're getting used to dual sensors and we're coming out of lockdowns and what a time.
Oh, see, I ended up playing Cold War, Black Ops Cold War. That was like the first game I played on PS5.
And I did not.
No, you were on Miles, weren't you?
Yeah, I still haven't played Cold War. I still haven't played the MW2 campaign.
What?
I just don't think I care about COD campaigns.
Jordan, come on.
I bought it, played a day of multiplayer, like 24 hours worth of multiplayer, and then did some Warzone and then dipped out.
They're good, man. I'm telling you. That's another thing. Modern Warfare 3 box art got leaked as well.
Yes,
so that's,
yes.
That's happening. Jordan, it has been a pleasure to be with you.
Been a pleasure to be with you, man. It's been good to be back.
By the time I see you next week,
we'll have been twisted.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We would have been twisted metal style.
We need to start that trend when we're watching it. Hashtag get twisted.
Can Anthony Mackie hold my attention for 45 minutes or however long it is? We'll see tonight. And you're going to give an update on Diablo?
Yes. I'm over jet lag now, so I'm hoping to stay up late on Friday night and get some really good hours in, make the most of the time I have.
Beautiful. That being said, guys, it's been a pleasure to serve you. Make sure to follow us on all socials, leave a 5-star review, and we will see you
later. Recording stopped. PlayStation.